This is Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba, unlocking essential advice, opinions, and key issues that affect South Africa's small business community.
Thank you for joining us for yet another edition of the Small Business Conversations podcast, MoneyWeb's weekly SME show highlighting critical issues affecting South Africa's small business environment. This week, we continue our conversation around the role of law and regulation in business, diving deeper into the importance of getting into the habit of standardizing processes in your operations and looking at how this can better position your business for growth. Assisting SMEs in this effort is the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, most commonly known to you as the CCMA. A few years ago, they joined forces with business body, Business Unity South Africa, to develop a labor relations web tool that business owners, especially of small businesses, can refer to as a guide on how to apply labor law effectively. Laurie Warwick, the senior commissioner of the CCMA, now joins me to tell us more about this web tool and how it is trying to formalize labor relations for SMEs, as well as looking at how successful it has been since its implementation in 2019. Thank you so much for joining me on the pod, Laurie.
Yes, thank you very much for having me and the CCMA. Nice to be here.
Laurie, before we look at the web tool, I want us to look at the state of labor relations between the employee and employer currently in South Africa. Can you give us a guide on where that relationship is right now on a broader sense as a CCMA?
The conditions are quite stressful at the moment for employers and employees, as you can see by the number of referrals we receive. And if I can just quickly delve on that, because it'll give your listeners a better understanding. If I look at the previous financial year, that's 1 April 2022 to 31 March 23, we had a total of 184,075 new referrals received. That's an average of about 737 a day. And 54% of those were alleged unfair dismissal disputes. And this also goes to the economy, this next point. The second highest referring area, that's about 23%, was based on money allegedly owed to employees by employers. And that could be in terms of a contract or sectoral agreements, et cetera. And a total of 47,909 cases were referred for that reason. And the majority of those, that's about 83%, were people who said that they were owed money in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. So that could be for any of your statutory provisions like leave, anything to do with that and overtime, et cetera. So it tells you already there's a problem there. And then also of interest, a much smaller percentage, only 0.04%, or about 1,762, were linked to people saying I'm owed money in terms of the National Minimum Wage Act. So those are mostly your small employers, that the latter one. But it also means that at least the numbers are a little lower. But if I can just quickly tell you that in terms of May, if we look at this May compared to last May, so May 2022, we received 16,074 referrals, whereas this May, it almost doubled to 30,803 referrals. So that's a difference of 14,729 referrals. So it does tell you that it's not easy out there to be in the employment world. It really isn't.
Those are really large numbers that you've just given us there, Laurie. And I'm wondering, what is the proportion of complaints emanating from small businesses? Are we seeing more complaints coming from that part of the business sector? Or is it from all businesses, corporate, large companies? Can you just paint a picture on where these complaints are emanating from?
Well, one of the challenges is we don't separate it entirely in terms of size of business. There's some areas, and I'll get to that now, where we can. But if we look back at a study that Business Unity South Africa conducted in 2015-16, it showed then that about 80% of our cases originate from small business. So that if that trend is still in existence, then it would tell you that a large portion would be. But in terms of sectors, the larger proportion has traditionally come from private security, followed by retail. So retail could obviously be any size. So that might give you an idea. And also, if I may, I'll just look at the retrenchment figures, because that also sometimes gives you an idea. Because if you're looking at large and small retrenchments, larger are the ones employers who employ more than 50 people. So we had 988 referrals of small-scale retrenchments. So it doesn't mean it's just one person. It could be more. over a 12-year period. But in this April alone, we received 262 referrals for small-scale retrenchments. So those employers with fewer than 50 people. So if you think of April, it's about 26% of the entire referral of small-scale retrenchments for last year. So that's just over a quarter in 1 month of the entire of last year. So it does give you an idea that small businesses are not in a healthy space.
And with all these stats that you've given us, these figures of cases that you're dealing with, how many would you say then are emanating or rooted in small business owners, the employer, not understanding labor relations and what is expected of them as an employer?
Well, that's quite a difficult one, because if I look at the stats on arbitration awards, a larger proportion of the awards are in favor of the employee. But we also have a huge amount of what we call default awards. That means that the employer is not attending. So last year we had, I think it was 9,636 awards where both parties attended. And there was a preponderance of being in favor of the employee. And that could mean very often that it's just a procedural defect or something like that where the awards gone in favor of the employee. And then the default ones, yeah, I mean, that's a huge amount, even more. That means that people are not understanding the need to come to these hearings, the employer, and it often leads to things like enforcement or sheriffs coming and taking. So there's a great need for education to try and prevent dismissals, and also B, if you're going to dismiss, then to at least follow the law and the procedures prescribed by the law.
And just to follow up on that, then, Laurie, I would get the sense that if employers are not participating in these negotiations or talks or labor dispute resolution efforts that the CCMA is trying to resolve, then it kind of breaks this trust between the employer and the employee, that attitude. What does it do to the trust between these two parties, and also just general trust for employers and business growth then as a consequence?
I think it's sort of a two-pronged approach. So on the one side, there's a feeling maybe on the one side from some employees that perhaps business doesn't care about their well-being and about their rights. And on the other side, businesses might feel that it's very onerous, and they might just feel that there's so much to know and they don't have the resources to do it, and that the cost of doing business is just too high. So you get both sides, and somewhere in the middle there's the truth. And that's really where we would like to help them. We would like to say to them, you don't have to carry the burden alone. We can try and assist you. We can assist you in more than one way, but the one thing we really can do is to try and provide you with the guidance that may prevent dismissals or disputes, and B, on the other side, that if you're going to do it, then we can show you in a step-by-step way how you can do it and how you can actually do it in a way that is fair.
And let's talk about that assistance then. Talk to me about the web tool. What capabilities does it have, and what does it offer those that are interested in formalizing the operations more effectively?
Thanks for that, because that's really the crux of where we're at the moment. So the just for the slight background, it was the whole aim was between Busa and ourselves is to look at how we can help small businesses, especially in the informal sector too, to try and get the guidance they need, because it's expensive to try and get legal advice all the time. And we're not saying don't go to a lawyer. That's never the case. It's just that sometimes you don't need to, you just need certain guidance. So the what we try to do with this web tool is we try to take the institutional knowledge and obviously the knowledge of the law and apply the law of the CCMA, plus mix that with the experienced HR practitioners within the business community to come up with step-by-step guidance and templates. And this is all free to use, by the way. You can download this on your phone, your mobile app, as well as on the website. You don't have to pay a cent. And we start by looking at, well, you've got to start by hiring. So to hire, you need to advertise your job. And we look at what are the pitfalls. Don't go and have discriminatory requirements like saying, oh, you must be a woman or a man or a blonde or whatever it is. You need to avoid that. So we try and show people, if you're going to advertise, this is what you need to comply with to make it a sort of equal in terms of and non-discriminatory. We look at contracting, so we even provide templates for contracts that you can adapt, you can download, put your own logo on, do what you need to. how to induct people, probation. And then the big one, and this is the one where we always get the cases, is how to manage that employment relationship. So everybody thinks, oh, now I've got this person, they're a nuisance, what do I do? So we give you guidance on performance management. We tell you what the rights are of both sides, because remember the right to fair labor practices in the Constitution talks about both sides. It's the everybody has the right. So we're looking at how you can uphold those statutory rights in terms of labor law. And we once again also provide those templates so you can download it if you're wanting to have a performance review meeting or inquiry, disciplinary, et cetera, et cetera. We give you those templates. You don't need to go and pay for them. And then, of course, the nasty one, if you're going to become, if it's necessary to terminate the relationship, we provide all the information you need in terms of making sure that it's a fair process and also looking at alternatives where possible to retrenchment. And then one other area is we do provide resources, including we give you copies of labor statutes, CCMA rules, various codes of good practice, et cetera, so that you can just download them when you need them. And there may be additional assistance that we're going to be entering into with the International Labour Organization to perhaps expand some of these resources. We're in early discussions, but it's looking quite exciting.
So like I mentioned, Laurie, this was launched by the president, I think, 2019. So you've had a couple of years to implement it, to test it. What has been the response from small businesses? Are they receptive of this? Are they appreciative of this tool? Or is there still resistance or lack of understanding of its importance?
I think what there is at the moment is perhaps just a lack of knowledge on it. So we don't have a lot of, how can I say, the uptake isn't as great as we would like it to be. So we're trying to work on that and to get search engine optimization functions, et cetera, to see if we can increase it. So we have, although we have, I think it's over 80,000 people who are registered for it, we would like to expand it more because we'd like to make people understand that there's a lot of benefit to this that we can give to them. And the same with the mobile app, you can just download it on your phone. Once you've downloaded it, all you need is data. You don't need to pay for it. It's there. We're sponsoring it, if I can put it that way. So yeah, so that's really it. I think it's more of a case of not knowing that it's there, and that's why this opportunity is really, really helpful. Thank you.
This link then with the lack of uptake, and something that I found interesting in the founding research that was conducted by BUSA before the web tool went live, it found that poor understanding of labor law could lead to a reluctance to formalizing a business as well as reduce the willingness to employ. We do know then that South Africa is in desperate need of job creation, and generally SMEs are known to be the key to creating those jobs. So then how do we smooth out that dynamic of lack of uptake, but also we have this need, and we know that without this formalization, there won't be the results that we hope to see of job creation. Can you speak to me about that dynamic and how crucial it is that businesses start paying attention to this?
Yes, definitely. I think if we want to make the country work, we have to work as a team. So we can get back to the spirit of Team South Africa. And as I mentioned, the feeling very often is, well, if I'm going to make it known that I'm a formal business, then I'm going to have to comply with all of these things. And I don't have money to comply. And therefore, I'm just going to pick the people up, put them on the back of my bucky, and go and run my whatever my service is. So the problem is that actually it's not effective. It means that we don't protect our employees. And at the same time, the employers stand to become very vulnerable because it's not going to stop the employees from challenging cases and them coming to us. So we do understand, as I said, the cost of getting advice is expensive, and this tool can help with that. And we also understand that people really, they sometimes think it's a very, employers also believe that employees have the balance of rights and they don't. And employees sometimes think that everything is in favor of the employers in terms of the balance of power. So by actually giving this information to them, we feel that we can make employees understand their responsibilities and rights, but also then, of course, then the employers can see that actually it's not so difficult to manage an employment relationship if you follow the right steps. And we understand that at the moment there's such a low demand for labor and high supply, and that increases that vulnerability. So we would really appreciate if more people could try out the tool and also give us feedback as to what else would we do to make it more helpful for them to run their businesses and also as employees in the workplace.
I understand that point there, that employers feel like if they were to enter this process, then they are going to be disadvantaged anyways, because it seems that employees tend to get, like you said, the balance of rights is always leaning towards the employer, it seems. But I'm just wondering, as we look forward, you've already mentioned that there's been an uptick in disputes this year compared to the previous year. And I'm wondering, given the state of our economy, things are already tough and there's no sense that it's going to end soon, the challenges that our economy is facing. What is your sense of the relationship of labor relations between the employer and employee moving forward? Is trust waning, or are we seeing a strengthening in that togetherness of familyness or working together in the workplace?
I can only really base that on the statistics. And as I mentioned, that we've already in April seen basically the same stat as a quarter of the entire of last year. So I think some of the factors that are going to be challenging is not so much the employment relationship, but is the sort of other factors in our country that are impacting on jobs, and electricity being one of them, et cetera. But I think what we can do from our side is we can at least try and make it a little easier for employers to at least comply with the law. So if it turns out that they really do need to retrench and that they can't look at any other alternatives, because the other alternatives we also do is we also partner with organizations like Productivity SA and others who do a lot of work to try and assist. And maybe we should also be looking at other relationships with organizations like Department of Small Business, et cetera, is to see how we can sort of package information that can assist. But I think the least we can do is to try and make sure that there's fairness in all approaches and that employers are able to consider alternatives to retrenchment so as to avoid the fatal blow, if I can put it that way. Because the other problem, of course, even with large-scale retrenchments or large businesses, is that those people then can't go and buy goods. They don't have money. So your small businesses in the communities are also impacted as soon as others lose jobs, because now they can't go and buy what they used to buy because there's no money. So it's a vicious circle. And that's why, at least from our side, if we can contribute with knowledge and support, we would like to do so.
And that right there is Laurie Warwick, Senior Commissioner at the CCMA, explaining to us the efforts that the CCMA has undertaken to strengthen labor relations knowledge for SMEs, businesses in the country, teaching them about certain processes that are crucial to ensuring a smooth labor relationship with the employee. Thank you, Laurie, for joining us on the pod. Really appreciated your insights.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and follow Small Business Conversations, and don't forget to share our episodes. If you want to contribute to the conversation, you can tweet me at @Machoba_A, or you can email us at smepodcast@manweb.co.za to share your thoughts and suggestions for future conversations. Until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za, the MoneyWeb app, or your favorite podcast platforms. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.